And here we go.
Finally?
Yeah, finally. You finally got me off my ass, and we're podcasting.
Oh no, you've been on your ass just on, wow.
And sleeping.
Not very often.
I sleep!
Not very often.
I do sleep.
This new computer has pretty much taken over your life.
It has not. It is a marvelous machine, isn't she?
Mm, whatever. Anyway, so, what's new?
It's a podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just call it that. That is the title of our podcast today. It's a podcast. Anyway, watching good movies lately?
Hold on. Let me, I guess I gotta kind of do my thing, huh?
Sure.
We're doing that thing where I say, this is the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast, episode 44.
I'll just go with that. I don't even know what number we're on.
I pulled it up onto my phone. Thank you very much.
That's sad.
And it is the first podcast of the new year.
Which is really sad because it is actually the fourth day of the new year.
It is. And we are your hosts,
Jen
and Jason. And if you hear some whining in the background, that's because we locked Dorothy out because she makes noise when she's in here.
And she makes noise when she's not in here.
I know, but it's louder when she's in here because the mic picks her up.
So you just explained if the mic picked her up anyway, then...
Well, it wouldn't be as loud if they heard it. Hey, the background noise has been a lot better since I got the new setup.
Agreed.
See? Ha. So, yeah. I guess, you know, we could talk about it. It's the new year. I mean, like, you know...
Got any resolutions this year?
I was going to ask you that.
No. I never keep them. Why make them? Wasting my time.
Oh, come on. You don't have one?
No, because my one resolution already went out the window.
What's that?
Saving money.
Yeah, money. See, that's why I try not to make resolutions about money.
That was my one resolution.
Well, that's why I think I'm going to do a resolution. My resolution will be to...
The new year has already started. You better already have a resolution.
Well, I did. And my resolution will be to work out. Like, and I have been doing okay with that until I hurt my back. Earlier in the last part of 2013, I hurt my back and I couldn't play basketball until this week. And I did today. And it was fun.
You did.
It was good. But I think I'm going to start trying to go to the college and using the gym.
I need to go to the college, use the gym.
See, there you go. Treadmill. Elliptical.
I like ellipticals. I don't like treadmills. Kills my knees.
Yeah, but running's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Running's sweet, 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 sweet.
You know, I remember somebody that had to go to PT at 5:30 in the morning.
You know what?
And they make you run. If I just didn't have to run.
Well, first off, you ask anybody out there who's run in negative 19 degree weather, it's a little different than running out here in fucking Virginia.
It was not negative 19 every single day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Negative 15. Negative 13.
There was negative 10 in there once in a while.
A zero.
Yeah. Anyway.
Motherfucking. Fuck Alaska.
You make Alaska sound so bad.
You know what? If Alaska stayed 60s, 70s all year
clams
round.
And halibut and seaweed and salmon eggs.
They can ship that shit to me.
And LaDonna was making deer jerky. Ugh, they can ship that shit. Food porn.
They can ship that shit to me.
Food porn.
They can ship that shit. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. If you can get to Alaska and go get some fish, fine. Do it. Whatever. But don't stay there. Don't live there. Even your mom moved.
Hey now, do not bring my mom into this conversation.
I'm just saying, Alaska's losing some people. Who's been there a while?
It's sad because they totally pay you like $1,200 a year to live there.
Yeah, once a year?
I did say $1,200 a year.
I mean, yeah, but it's not like you get it once a month. No, that'd be tight if you got it once a month.
I was getting it like every 2 weeks.
Well, that's because you had that awesome job that you got to do with Sarah Palin for.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Let's start on a good topic conversation.
I will say that I don't know if what I have some bloopers from last year's podcasts.
I think we should wipe the slate clean and get rid of those.
I don't know if I'm going to add those to the end of this podcast or if I'm going to...
We just need to make a blooper episode.
Or if I'm going to put them... Or am I going to put them as a bonus little, like, 2-3 minute thing on the feed?
No, I don't know. Just going to make a blooper episode. We're going to save all bloopers from 2014.
Yeah, but there's still like 5 or 6 from 2013.
Well, too bad. They're gone now.
No, they're not. Yes, they're just on my other laptop. Nope. They're on my laptop, not the desktop.
Nope. They do not exist to me anymore.
She just doesn't want them played.
No, I don't.
Because there's some of her. That's all that is. She just doesn't want them played because there's some of her.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. But no, so I may add them to the end of this. I don't know. It just depends.
You know what? I just made a resolution. I'm going to buy all of the Skylanders that we don't have.
We have all the first set.
Yeah, that's the first set. There's 2 more sets after that.
I know. I don't know how much I like that swap force. Taking them apart, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's technically taking Trigger Happy and giving them tentacles.
Awkward.
To some.
Because Trigger Happy's awesome regardless, because he has that golden Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm. But this way he could totally, like, walk on water.
And on walls. Climb walls.
Can climb walls?
With the suckers. With the suckers.
Okay. Tentacles. Little awkward.
Oh, yeah. Tentacles. People like tentacles, though.
Mm. Yeah. There's quite a few women that do.
Might have to talk about that in a month or so.
Kind of the things I do for this podcast.
You know what? Look, you keep, there you go, getting softer again. You look, stay up with the mic. Come on, look. This is, look at this fancy thing that your mouth needs to be near.
Can we call that a blooper?
No, that's staying in.
Goddamn. Anyway.
But no, we've only come here to talk about a couple things, right? Like,
well, what cons are we planning on this year?
Well, Mysticon is in less than a month now.
Mm-hmm. February 14.
Something like that.
13 or 14. Might have to check on it.
Yeah, something like that. We got Mysticon coming
up. Don't forget, people, if you go, they totally have student discounts.
Yes, they do, and veterans discounts. Then after that, shortly after that, in May, we got Balticon.
14th.
Yeah, so it's just about at a month.
Yeah.
What day is Valentine's Day? Is
14th.
Of February, right?
Yeah.
Ooh!
That's going to be an awkward Mysticon.
Nerds in love.
Ew. Lots of tentacles running around.
They're setting their phasers from stun to kill.
Anyway.
Oh, that means I'll have to see if I can talk to Nobilis and get him on the podcast so we can talk about erotica and stuff.
Next, after Mysticon, what's the next con?
Balticon, which I'll see my Nobilis at, actually.
May 23rd?
Yes. So, no, 24th, I think. Well, the Thursday, I think it's... Because my birthday, remember, it's normally
like a couple before.
It's a few days before my birthday.
Okay, well, that does
or
change.
After my birthday, sorry. That is true.
Thank you. May 23rd.
Wow, so it's the day after my birthday. That's awesome.
That's, yeah.
I think I'm going to celebrate my birthday at Balticon.
You are celebrating your birthday at Balticon.
Getting smashed, baby.
Because technically, Thursday is your birthday.
And we probably will come up on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah!
So you better just get drunk.
That's if you can go. Because you're debating getting a new job.
What do you mean debating? I'm getting a new job. Even though my manager was not pleased.
Well, maybe they can get Becca.
Manager was not pleased.
Yeah, they could totally give Becca the overnight spot.
Becca don't want the overnight spot.
She'd like it, probably.
She don't want it. I already asked her.
She would be home with more of a Dakota.
No, I figure I'll keep the overnight spot and I'll have a pharmacy job also.
Yeah, if you do 2 jobs, I don't think you'll be able to swing Balticon.
Oh, yes, I will. Watch me.
Are you that hell-bent on Balticon?
If I have put all of this work into getting hotel reservations and
So where are we going to try to stay this year? Are we going to stay at the Residence or stay at the Con Hotel?
I like the idea of having an actual kitchenette, so I think we might actually stay at Residence.
They have a kitchenette in your room?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, so we could have more than just meat at our cook-off.
My meat was fantastic. I fed my meat to tons of people. They ate my meat. My meat was in multiple mouths that whole evening.
And you're doing that on purpose.
Possibly so.
Anyway.
And this year, it'll be in even more mouths, because the mobsters are coming this year.
Well, I figure with a kitchenette, that means I get a bigger...
I'm looking forward to putting my meat in David Hayes' mouth.
Anyway, although Embassy Suites was great last year.
Yeah, because it had a fucking buffet every morning, and it had free booze in the evening.
Yep.
Free fucking booze on the management. Drink as much
and
as you want.
It's literally right across from the hotel.
Yeah, and you drink as much as you want for what, like an hour, I think it was?
Yeah.
Dude, I could get wasted on management's dime. I don't know how much. That does weigh a lot versus the kitchenette. It does.
We'll have this conversation after. Because the price, same price.
Yeah. Either. See, lots of debates.
Lots of debates. I'll stay at Residence and you can stay at Embassy.
And then after that, we got a good little bit of time. And then in August, we'll be AFO. Not many details
And I'm planning on maybe going to Las Vegas.
You just want to go to Sigler Fest.
Actually, I was thinking about going to Vegas in August. It's still up for debate, but mom and me, you know, you're going to be gone anyway.
I could make some statements, but I'll be quiet.
You better be quiet.
I'll just be quiet.
Although, in October, you know.
Sigler Fest.
Yeah.
We get to see A. Kovacs again. And Scott. And more junkies.
And Scott's alien grenade.
It was a dragon fruit.
It was in his belly.
You like trolling his Facebook page, don't you?
I love Scott Sigler. I do.
Oh, man.
And he shows up in my news feed, so, you know, it works.
Yeah, it works. So, we talked about cons. That's about it. Just those three this year.
Yeah, no Dragon Con this year again.
Yeah.
It was rough the first year.
I did.
The only reason I would like to go back to Atlanta is for that Indian food.
T. Morris and Pip, thank you for the recommendation. It was fantastic.
It was.
But, let's see. I did meet William Sendichima when we were there.
Yes, you did.
You could have met, what you call it?
Earl K. Hamilton.
Yeah. And you didn't want to go. I still don't understand why you didn't want to go.
By the time we would have got there, it would have been over.
But I'm just saying, we need to stay at a hotel in the downtown area that we can walk from.
Oh, no, I found a Super 8 that was, like, right there.
Yeah, it's right down the road.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's where Misinformation, the lady who does the geologic
Smart
podcast
woman.
with George Robb, mm-hmm. She stayed there.
Yeah, smart woman.
Oh, speaking of...
See, I didn't know it was there the first time.
Yeah, and someone else did our room. Anywho, speaking of George Robb, I started listening to the Frog Pants Network's Coverville by Brian Ibbett, one of the guys from FilmSack.
Yes, that was hilarious.
And George Robb was on there doing covers.
Yeah.
From Nerdtacular, I think it was. It was a podcast meetup in Canada, I think it was. Something. But George Robb was on there. It was pretty awesome hearing him do stuff that wasn't just his normal nerd music and so forth.
It was actual like songs that you would know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty cool. And again, George Robb can sing and he played that guitar like a motherfucker. So it was awesome to hear. I've also seen George Robb naked.
I was about to say he wasn't naked, but okay.
Luckily, he was not naked.
There was nothing wrong with him being naked. Everybody needs a little booty in their life.
I don't know. Christiana Ellis was right next to him, so she might have had to something.
Everybody needs a little booty in their life.
She might have something to say about George Robb and being naked. Because, I mean, all he had was his guitar.
He was covered.
I still say from her angle, because she's a taller lady. She might have saw some George Robb, mini Robb. She might have saw mini George.
Well, that's okay.
Just saying. By the way, that was spectacular. The parsecs were spectacular.
Parsecs were great.
And Scott Sigler coming out is, I don't know if he came out as the Pope Siglericus or if he just had the Pope outfit on.
He came out as Pope Sigler.
That was awesome. I will say definitely meeting William Sinichima and the Parsecs were the highlight of that Dragon Con. And we will have to go back because I know Scott goes every year.
Yeah.
So, and there's a huge podcaster gathering there. And I think, I know I am going to have to go to Otakon at least once because I know PJ goes there every year. I'm going to have to go there once, and it's in August, so...
That's definitely a your kind of con.
You avoid anime cons like the plague.
I do, even though I enjoy anime. But, you know, there's just a certain amount of nerddom that I don't cross that line.
I think you'd like Abigail and the girls from AFO.
I probably would.
I think you would, especially Abigail. Abigail's the responsible one.
So I would like the responsible one. That says a lot about me. Thanks.
Well, Candace and the other girl, well, Candace specifically, she's a raver. She's a raver.
Oh, I'm not into raving anymore. Don't give me that look. I did a few things when I was younger.
The things you learn on Talk Nerdy to Me, the podcast.
Oh, I've told you. You just don't pay attention.
When it comes to raves, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan of raving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What else is new?
Well, we talked about cons, brought in the new year late. Doctor Who Christmas special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take David Tennant.
I'll take the 50th anniversary special over the Christmas special this year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into details about what I thought was wrong with the Christmas special, but I will just say that it was weak compared to previous Matt Smith Christmas specials. It was weak compared to the 50th anniversary special, and it was weak compared to David Tennant's Goodbye.
And see, I don't know if it's because I wasn't as connected with Matt Smith as I was with David Tennant, David Eccleston.
Christopher Eccleston,
whatever. He can be a David,
It's Christopher Eccleston, David Tennant, and Matt Smith. And now Peter Capaldi. Who doesn't like the color of his kidneys?
Yeah. Funny color. Anyway.
Yeah.
Weren't
they purple?
He didn't say what color. He just said funny color.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think that's all it was with his goodbyes. I just wasn't as...
I mean, I was not as invested in Matt Smith as a doctor, but I think because of the importance they made Clara is why I don't like him, because I really didn't like Clara as a companion. I know there's people out there who's like, oh my gosh, she's so amazing, blah, 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 blah. I didn't think so. Sorry. I thought the pawns were better. Matter of fact...
I loved the pawns.
Matter of fact, that cameo that Amelia did was great. Because... Here's my thing.
Sad face.
I know.
Feels.
Exactly. The feels you get from Matt Smith came from not the impossible girl, but the girl who waited, which was Amelia. And she had Amelia, a best husband.
The face that this face first saw.
Yeah.
Missed that.
I mean, and she had the best husband ever. He was the last Centurion. Yeah. So, yeah, Christmas special, kind of a letdown. Just saying. But Peter Capaldi looks like he's going to be fun, so. Even though we only got him for 30 seconds. You sneeze and you turn into Peter Capaldi.
Remind me never to sneeze.
Yeah. So, man, we're just rattling off through this. It's going to be a short episode.
We did go and see The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah! The Hobbits.
Desolation
of Smaug. Yeah, not as good as the first one.
Another weak one.
Not as good as the first one. I think that The Hobbit, what is it? The Journey or something? Whatever it's called? An Unexpected Journey?
Yeah.
I thought that it had a better atmosphere to it than Desolation of Smaug. Because, I mean, in that movie you got the songs, you got what Bilbo Baggins hates, and you got Misty Mountains. And those set such a great tone for the dwarves. And so through that whole movie, that just kind of carries, and it's great. In Desolation of Smaug, I wanted some dragon shit, and I only got dragon for like the last, what, 20 minutes? 30 yeah. minutes? Tops? Yeah. I did get an awesome river fight, where the holding it down for the fat dwarves. What? That fat dwarf in that barrel was kicking ass. He kicked the shit out of some orcs and goblins. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was the story. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, where they have it all cut up into three parts.
Like you
mentioned before, it was a middle.
Yeah, it felt so middly.
It started where the last one left off, which was great. But it also didn't do anything. It didn't clear anything. There was really no climax to the movie. Which, you know, we all strive for that climax.
I mean, the first movie kind of gave you an ending.
Yeah.
I want to also talk about fucking Lord of the Rings cameos. Fuck you, Legolas.
Yeah.
You arrogant prick. Fuck you.
I thought that was funny.
Get out of here. And then they start throwing, oh, that's my wife. And who's that? That's my son, Gimli. Fuck you, too. Like, I know what they're trying to do. I know what they're trying to do. But holy shit, man. Yeah. He was like a 40-minute chunk of that movie. And he just kept showing up. Good God. I swear, man. Like, I'll just be glad when this series is over. I hope this third movie finishes up really, really well.
I will be horribly disappointed if it doesn't.
Another problem I have with this movie. Benedict Cumberbatch is the dragon? Why the fuck would you make him a dragon when you couldn't really tell who he was? The only times you could tell who he was when he was talking was when he did one of his patented Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock-esque the cadences. Like when he talked, the way he talked certain. Bomber?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Bomber?
One of the dwarves. He didn't speak the entire movie. In a midnight scene and
screening. Say that. In Sao Paulo,
yeah.
Brazil.
One of the cinema speakers broke after Smaug's first roar.
I'm sorry, but you pay the money to get Benedict Cumberbatch, and he's almost unrecognizable. Like, if you didn't know that was him doing it, and everybody knows that's him doing it, you wouldn't be able to tell. Like, if you're not a Sherlock fan or an In the Darkness fan, like, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then when he does break character, kind of, when he stops being special affected and he doesn't sound like the dragon, he literally just sounds like Sherlock. Like,
it's yeah.
just, like, oh, man, like... I'm sorry. Like, if you're going to make him the dragon, why can't you just make him just be Benedict Cumberbatch talking like a dragon? I mean, he's a good enough actor. He could have been a dragon. He didn't need all that. So don't get me wrong. Desolation of Smaug. It's an okay movie, just not as good as the first one.
Yeah, even the trivia wasn't as great.
And Benedict Cumberbatch, kind of a waste in that movie. Just like Christopher Eccleston was a waste in Thor the Dark World. Yeah, the Ninth Doctor.
I don't even remember him being in there.
Yeah, the Ninth Doctor was the villain.
What?
Yeah. The Dark Elf.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Doctor.
Yeah. Again, I totally forgot it was him. So. Yeah,
wasted on that movie. But, hey, Desolation of Smaug has more Radagast the Brown, a.k.a. one of the Doctors.
He wasn't as funny.
Yeah, he wasn't as funny in this one, but he was hilarious in the first one. Mm.
I don't know. I'm waiting for the last one to wrap it all up and hopefully
bring that crescendo that finish.
Because the Lord of the Rings trilogy, I absolutely adored. The Hobbit book, I loved. The cartoon, I was okay with, but I was forced to watch it, so I wasn't as okay with it.
Well, here's the thing. You always see these movies in theaters.
Of course. It started with my grandpa, and it is finished, with you.
Yeah. But you know what? You see the Star Wars ones in theaters too, don't you?
No.
Did I make you go see one of some of those? Mm-mm. I could have sworn I made you see those with me.
No.
I know I'd made you see Batman.
The second one.
Batman, Dark Knight.
Is that the second one?
It's Batman,
Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I can't remember what the first one is. Batman Begins, that's what it's called. It's Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises.
We went and saw Dark Knight, I remember that.
Yeah, I saw that movie like 3 or 4 times in the theaters.
Yes, you did.
God, that was such a good movie. And you know what? It might not even be that if put anybody else in that role other than Heath Ledger, and it probably won't be as good.
Let's not talk about that.
Why?
We're not going to talk about that.
Are you sure?
Yes, the feels. There is never going to be a Joker in that thing again, because if they do, they're going to fuck it all up.
Well, their punishment must be more severe.
Really?
Brother.
Really?
Don't you like my voice?
No.
He's the best part of that movie. Him and Michael Caine. The butler, Alfred. Michael Caine. Michael Caine's fantastic in that Batman movie.
I love Alfred.
Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, Tom Hardy. Best parts of that movie.
Yeah.
Fucking Christian Bale can suck it in that movie. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like him as Bruce Wayne. Love him as Batman. Hate his Batman voice. Everybody hates his Batman voice. Him and Catwoman, we talked about this on the podcast, but him and Catwoman had no chemistry. There was no sexual tension there.
No.
It's fucking horrible. And I swear to God, if I see fucking whatever her name was, his ass again in that movie, that non-existent butt crammed into leather, I'll puke.
Okay.
Remember the whole long scene on the fucking motorcycle where they're trying to show her non-existent ass?
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has no ass.
No.
You think they might have thought about giving her a butt double? Like, putting somebody else on the
bus? Shouldn't she have had a stunt double in the first place for the motorcycle scene?
Well, she could sit on the...
So you just gotta give her somebody that actually has a butt?
Well, she could sit on that motorcycle.
Like, give me some curves.
Well, no. Like, she could totally just sit on the motorcycle. She wouldn't need a stunt double for that. If it's not moving.
But if she's sitting there, then, you know, she still has no ass. She needs a butt double, so she'd have to have a stunt butt doubled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just totally got tongue-tied on that one. Stunt butt double.
Talking about Anne Hathaway's butt.
Yeah. That's sad, isn't it?
You know, we talk about stunt people. The Thing.
Stunt prequel, people don't get paid enough.
They really don't. The stunt work that was in The Thing.
The Conjuring.
And The Conjuring. Oh, man, that fucking... that stunt double ate a door.
And you know the stunt doubles in The Thing totally had fun.
Yeah, because they got to set each other
on fire
with flamethrowers.
Fuck yeah.
And they got to be monsters while they did it.
Yeah, that was actually really, really cool. If you ever pick up The Thing, it's the remade one. What is it, 2011, 2012?
Something like that, 2011, 2011. I think it was 2011.
No, was it that far back? I don't know. Anyway, pick it up.
Maybe 2012.
Blu-ray, DVD, and...
The special features.
Check out the special features. Really that fucking was good. Really, really cool.
Yeah, really fucking good. I really enjoyed that movie. I thought it did John Carpenter's The Thing justice.
It did. And that's what they wanted to do. They knew they couldn't remake the movie.
And make it better.
Because they knew it would just be another movie.
Yeah. I think that people should stop being so goddamn sensitive about having an all-male cast. Like, because one of the big things they talked about when they were doing that movie was, hey, man, we got to have some females in here. Yeah. You know what? John Carpenter had an all-male cast, and that movie's a fucking classic.
And that was back in the, what, 80s?
Yeah. 70s, 80s, yeah.
Good old days.
I mean, I'm not...
When awesome people were born.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining about The Things having female characters. I'm not. They were great. They were good in that movie. But you don't have to be upset that, like, people aren't going to watch your movie because you don't have any chicks in it.
And I think more movies need to have Norwegians.
Yes, fucking Vikings. You need more Vikings, especially redheaded Vikings who like to dance around with the arm puppet.
We can get a whole bunch of them from Petersburg, Alaska.
Yeah, dude, I really think, definitely check out the special feature on that. By the way, I also feel that more Nigerian actors should be in movies. Because old guy who plays Adebisi, he also plays in some other stuff. He's been in a bunch of stuff, actually. He's fantastic in the movie, especially in the special features when he looks at the camera and he's just like, I'm Norwegian.
I'm not made for this.
It's cold. You know, he says, I'm not made for this shit. Like, he just says it. It's great.
It's cold.
And then the Norwegian follows it up later by saying, I filmed in 47 degrees below. This isn't cold. The thing. Jumping around. The thing. I would say if you haven't seen Dark Knight Rises, see it for Tom Hardy being awesome in that movie.
I totally thought, going back to the thing, I totally thought it was really cool that a couple of the Norwegians that they had in this movie are actually very big actors all in Norway.
All of them were. The one guy, Trond, I think his name was, in real life, he was like the Brad Pitt of Norway.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. So yeah, if you haven't seen Dark Knight Rises, go see it. But never see it again. Unless you really like Tom Hardy like I do and I bought it because it was special on Black Friday. But Desolation Smaug, see it because you'll need to see it to see the last part.
Yeah, because if you skip the middle, then you don't know what the fuck you're watching.
You're just going to You know what? That might work. If you just watch the first one and skip to the third one, because the third one's going to start with the dragon killing stuff.
You can't, though, because it has to explain why he went and woke up the dragon in the first place, which he wasn't supposed to
wake up. It's a fucking dragon. If it wants to wake up and burn something, it's a dragon. It's going to do it.
That wouldn't work. All you need is, like, the last 30 minutes of that movie. 2 hours and 41 minutes, you only need 30 minutes of it. And then you can skip along to the next one.
Oh, god damn it, she's right. You only need 30 minutes of that fucking movie. No. You need maybe the first 15, 20 minutes because of that bar scene.
Okay, so we're up to maybe an hour.
Yeah, you only need an hour of that
movie. We'll watch the first 30 minutes, skip it, go to the last 30
skip
minutes.
Skip the next hour and a half.
Watch the last 30 minutes, and then go to theaters and watch the new Hobbit.
What is the third movie going to be called?
You know, I have no idea.
The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, continued? Two?
Ugh, God, I hope not.
Desolation of Smaug, redo?
Let's hope it's going to be, we're going to call it The Hobbit, Lots of Dragon Fire.
You know what? Going back to The Hobbit real quick, in this movie, they talk about there being other dragons in the north.
There and back again.
A Hobbit's Tale, There and Back Again?
No, it's called The Hobbit, There and Back Again.
Well, you remember, you know what? Isn't that what he called in, didn't Bilbo call his book in The Lord of the Rings, There and Back Again, A Hobbit's Tale?
If I'm not mistaken, I
think
you're right.
Yeah, so of course they tie that together. Thank you, Peter Jackson. But no, they in this book, in this movie, they talk about there being other dragons. Like the elf dude says, I have faced dragon fire. And his face gets all ugly. And so are you telling me that during the time of The Lord of the Rings, they could have gone and got dragon help?
Yeah.
You telling me they could have had dragons come and burn the shit out of some orcs?
Technically, though, the dragon that's in there is protecting the stone that the dwarves used to show
who's
king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, because he talks about there up north being more dragons. So, you telling me that
It doesn't mean they're friendly.
Radagast the Brown is all about animals. You telling me he can't go up there and be like, hey, dragons, I'll do you a favor if you come down here and help us with these orcs.
I want to see Radagast the Brown ride a dragon.
That would be amazing.
And with a bunny in the front.
And a bird in his hat.
Just dangle the bunny.
Dude,
just dangle the bunny in front of the dragon.
Yes! Yes! We have just made your movie better, Peter Jackson. Get Radagast the Brown to ride a dragon dangling a rabbit in front of him while he's saying something Radagast the Brownie. He's just saying something in the way Radagast would say it. We just made your movie better.
Yep.
You know what?
I think I just made the entire second movie.
Yeah, Radagast Desolation. Yep. That's what you call it. And he's riding Smaug the whole time.
Yep. No leg loss. No fucking chick.
God.
Which, the chick that is in this
She's fine.
She's one of the children from the first movie that was sitting there listening to stories.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Which chick?
The one elf? Of the children that was listening to Bilbo's stories in the very beginning of
Lord of the Ring, Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah, whichever one it was. Yeah.
The elf chick?
She's not an elf. She was a hobbit.
Oh. So they brought her back to be an elf?
Yeah.
Huh. Go figure.
Yeah. I think that was totally cool. They're like, oh, little kid, you grew up to be hot. Go ahead and be elf.
You know
what? Oh, little kid, you grew up to be short and ugly. You're a hobbit.
But no, like, they talk about in that movie, like, if we continue south, like, they say the spiders are coming from the south. I want to know where some more of these mythical beasts, like...
Yeah, see, there was much bigger appearance of those in the books.
Well, I've read some of the Silmarillion, and the Silmarillion talks about a lot of the old stuff. It's a dry read. It's rough. Ooh, boy, it's rough.
It's a Tolkien book.
No, it's his son who wrote it. He took his dad. He took his dad's notes and wrote it. But it tells the story of the first age, second age, because now you've got the third age, which is the age of man, right. And it tells all that stuff, and it goes into the lore and how the world was created, and all this sort of stuff. And there's a lot of mythical, crazy creatures in that story, and a lot of them died out, but there's still some hanging around, and you don't ever see them in the Lord of the Rings.
Extinct.
Like dragons. Where? How do you hide a bunch of dragons up north?
In a mountain? On a pile of gold?
Smaug.
Exactly. Nobody else knew the Smaug was there.
Well, they knew the dragon was there. But I love
how... They didn't know where the hell you couldn't get in there except by moonlight.
No. I love how in this they're just like, yeah, he came, burned that town to nothing, and then ran away. And so since we haven't seen him for 50 years, he must be gone. Like, you idiots. Like, what the fuck?
Gandalf knew better.
Oh, man. Like,
Gandalf says, oh, he sleeps.
Yeah, like, the dragon has slept long enough.
Yeah.
Like, I just, god damn it, it's a fucking dragon. It's not gonna it's not gonna close its eyes and go away. Like, it's just.
No, you have to close your eyes and make it go away.
And it eats you.
Yeah.
Well, we're small enough, we might have got swallowed whole. You think he has, like, dragon fire in his belly?
Because, you know, I totally want to be swallowed whole by a dragon.
Well, you know Sean know that, Carter. That
belly acid in there?
You know,
about it like lava.
Hey, in World of Warcraft, we went inside a dragon and fought. We fought its blood.
Again with the World of Warcraft. We need to have an intervention.
No, look.
World of Warcraft is not the real world, okay? You need to decipher between the real world with all of its responsibilities and hideous just doesn't need to exist.
I gotta get that legendary cloak.
In World of Warcraft, where it does not exist.
I just need to get that legendary cloak.
I understand that you have friends in World of Warcraft. You know, James.
I really need to get that legendary cloak. I'm so close.
James, we need to have an intervention with you, too. There is a real world.
I'm so close to getting the legendary cloak.
Come see a movie with us.
I just got to get 2,000 more Valor and some Secrets of the Empire and these things called Titans, and then I get the cloak. I'm so close.
Yeah, see what I deal with.
So there you go. We talked about Desolation of Smaug, Doctor Who. We talked about some other stuff. What else did we come to? Oh, yes, that really shitty movie you will finish while I was playing basketball.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't want to talk about it?
No.
There was child murder.
There was. You didn't get to really see too much of it.
Sucks. Damn it.
She got beat to death with a hacksaw.
Aw, that sucks.
Well, she was a little cannibal bitch. She needed to die.
Well, if you're going to beat somebody to death with something, you got to make it unique. Use a... You know what?
That's all he had. He was trying to break out the girlfriend.
You know what? I want to see somebody beat to death with a bowling pin.
I could probably find you a movie.
You know what? There might be a movie with bowling pin death.
I'm sure there is, actually.
But, Crow's Nest, not good. There is a really great being run over by an RV scene, though.
We're not going to go there until you have finished this movie.
God, that RV is so garbage.
We're not going to go there until you finish this goddamn movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to let you know that if you're on dirty back mountain roads and someone's trying to chase you in an RV, it's fine. Especially when you're in a Jeep, a four-wheel drive Jeep, it's fucking fine. Let them try. I'm pretty sure they'll bottom out, burn their clutch, and be done.
Yeah.
Speaking from two people who live in the country, you don't want to go chasing somebody with a fucking RV.
An RV where the very back bedroom is set up as an actual bedroom, and the rest of it is set up as a torture chamber, cut up, eat you. I just found you a movie.
The bowling pin death movie?
Yes. It is called There Will Be Blood, done in 2007.
Someone gets killed with a bowling pin in that yes. movie? Oh, man, I think that's on Netflix.
We see a man fall down a hole, landing on his back and groans in pain. Two men are killed in separate mining accidents, but neither are graphic. A man is slapped around many times and choked. A boy slaps and punches his father. A man beats another man to death with a bowling pin. The beating is off screen, but we see the man's body afterward. Well, that doesn't count.
I still need to see this movie. I need to see this movie.
I don't know. This gets pretty damn graphic.
I've heard There Will Be Blood was really good.
A scene where Henry is killed is mildly disturbing. A violent gas explosion is depicted, and a child is permanently disabled because of it. A house is set in flames on purpose. Two men try to put it out.
This is. We need. I think that's on Netflix. I think that's what we're gonna watch next. There Will Be Blood.
Did you know that the couple that actually created Macy's died on the Titanic?
Really?
Yeah. You remember the couple that was asleep in the bed in the movie?
Yeah.
That was them.
That's fucked up.
Isn't it though?
Just like to let you guys know that movie depicted black people very badly. Because they had that black band going, playing while the ship's going down. Fuck you. I'm jumping off that motherfucker. Fuck that movie, by the way. God damn, that movie's terrible. Not a good movie.
It was a big part of America's history.
Yeah, but not that movie.
The government killing off a bunch of rich people.
There's only... Oh, you conspiracy nut. Get the fuck... All right. Anyway, on that note... This is the Talk Nerdy To Me podcast, episode 44. And we are your hosts, Conspiracy Nut Jen, and I can't believe you said that, Jason. And as always, you can find us on our website at talknerdytomepodcast.wordpress.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdytome. And, of course, we are on the Twitters at nerdytomepodcast. Jesus, I can't fucking amen.
Bring him in the new year.
Conspiracies.